is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Donald Trump is expected to turn himself in at the Fulton County Jail tomorrow in Georgia on charges related to alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election results in that state. CBS's Matt Piper has more on the debate on the Fox News channel, in which the candidates were asked about
The debate is notable for who's not on stage. Former President Donald Trump, though he is being talked about a night before he's set to turn himself in. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Whether or not you believe that the criminal charges are right or wrong, the conduct is beneath the office of President of the United States.
Six of those on stage said they would support Trump if he's the nominee. Chris Christie and Asa Hutchinson saying they would not.
Obviously, I'm not going to support somebody who's been convicted of a serious felony.
The debate being held on Fox News. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Former New York City mayor and Trump personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani surrenders in Georgia on charges he helped to try to overturn the 2020 presidential election results in that state. Authorities in Hawaii have increased the number of people who are still missing. CBS's Lilia Luciano is on Maui.
The FBI is struggling with not enough DNA samples from relatives to help identify the remains they've recovered.
Why do you think it's taking so long?
Language barrier. Initial scattering the night of the event. And number three, they're sheltered in right now and probably somewhere where they can't deal. They don't know what to do.
New video showing Philadelphia police officer Mark Dials shooting and killing a driver in his car last week appears to contradict the department's original account of what happened. Philly's police commissioner says Dials will be suspended with intent to dismiss in 30 days for refusing to cooperate with the investigation. CBS's Jeff Pagan.
Arizari's aunt tells CBS News that it's not enough just to fire Officer Dials. She wants to see him behind bars for murdering her nephew. The other officer involved has been placed on administrative leave, and the DA here in Philly says that he is looking into the case.
A New Mexico judge denies actor Alec Baldwin's attorney's request to dismiss a civil lawsuit by three crew members from the Rust film set. Attorney Robert Schwartz argued that it puts their client at risk of self-incrimination since prosecutors are still deciding whether to refile criminal charges against Baldwin over the fatal on-set shooting of a cinematographer.
For all we know, the prosecutors would use that contract and an assertion of a joint venture to conclude that Baldwin was at least it was negligent criminal homicide.
This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Military veterans.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well.
Well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Fun to drink with of the Republican lawmakers. Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
You can always let us know if you are drinking with lawmakers at 844-967-2789.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin, live from the Deer District. We are kicking off a full day of live broadcasting right in the heart of the Deer District in Milwaukee, across the street from where the GOP debate is happening tonight. I am here with my good friend Greg Bach right next to me.
I feel like you're about to break into song.
I know. Well, don't tempt me. I was a musical theater kid. And of course, we've got Jane Vetner in Waukesha on the board. How are you doing this morning, Jane?
I am good. So good to see you both. It looks like a lovely, lovely place.
It is a lovely place, and we luckily have air conditioning because it is only 10 a.m. and it is very hot outside, and we've seen a couple joggers, and both of us are saying, what's wrong with you?
You're terrible. That's awful.
But so far, have to say, fairly calm. Mm-hmm. The vibe so far, we're right down on Old World 3rd Street /MLK We can see the Fiserv literally behind us. If you're watching the stream right now, you probably can't see it because we're a little backlit. But it is there. And so far, very calm. We'll see how things start to erupt throughout the day.
Yeah,
but,
was it tough getting there?
No.
I think street closures are starting around 3, which is when things will be harder, I think, even for our... You know, we have a full day of lineups. Yeah. Almost everyone's show is here for the rest of the day, starting with us, then Town Call, then Todd Alba's show. Matt Flynn is recording from here. And then the Devil's Advocates will be having their own party at Roman Coin later today, which is about a mile away from where we are on Brady Street in Milwaukee. And then at 6 p.m., we have some pregame coverage with me. I'll be back on air tonight along with Todd Alba. And we will be joined by Rick Wilson and Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project. Ben Wickler's going to be here for a little while.
Like
Charles Franklin's going to be
here for a little bit.
It's going to be
a
full
day. I just feel like you're bragging.
So my question is, for everyone who's listening, will you watch tonight? Are you interested? And if you are watching, what question would you ask and to whom if you were the moderator? 844-967-2789. Are you going to watch tonight? Do you not care? Are you watching for purely entertainment purposes? But more importantly, beyond how much the Trump in the room / the elephant in the room will still, you know, dominate, because I don't know how you don't talk about him. What else beyond Trump do you want them to actually answer? 844-967-2789. I'm going to take a breath. Greg Bach, what do you want them to answer tonight?
Well, you know, honestly, like, I want them to, you know, all Trump notwithstanding, And I want to say, like, even the I would love to see one of them come out, and I think it will be Chris Christie who would say, like, you know, Trump lost the election. He's had no problem saying that. But all these problems they're tweeting about quote-unquote Biden economics that they're saying how bad. I want them to, like, lay out a little bit of the proof, and then also, what are you going to do that's viable to put the country on track versus what you see happening now? Instead of it being, you know, I want to see some substance. I want to hear a little detail. I want to hear some stuff. But, you know, do I think that's going to happen? I don't know.
Well, I actually think, I mean, everything I've been reading about the moderators, mm-hmm. I think it's going to be the real debate. But I always say it's 2 hours, though.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you have eight people, it's like, how much time is anyone going to have? Because I think, for me, I feel like with debates, there's always a little left. Like, a little is left. Like, what did I actually get out of this? What did I actually learn?
Yeah.
But for the map, I mean, why I think tonight is really important is, you know, this is, like, the shot, right? Like, this is the shot for anyone to come out swinging and who, you know, is polling at, most of these people are polling at 1%. I think Vivek Ramaswamy is 9%.
Yeah, he's a star right now.
He's a star, which is hilarious because you know that they're aligned on stage based on their polling.
Oh, wow.
So Ron DeSantis Vivek are in the middle, and then they fan out based on where they're polling, which I think is a very funny way to organize the debaters.
It's like being picked last, you know, for kickball or something. That's a beautiful thing.
I think we have a caller right now?
We do. Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. The debate lineup is sort of like when you line up members or qualifiers for a big track meet or a big swimming meet. They start out in the middle with the fastest ones, and then they work to the outside. That isn't why I call, though. My question is that I would ask these so-called debaters is this. There was an attempted violent coup against our American government and democracy that took place on January 6th in 2021. It was clearly pre-planned by a fairly large number of upper-level Republicans. How are you going to deal with that? And also, there was very clearly an attempted political coup to overthrow our government involving a minimum of 84 upper-level Republicans who signed on unlawfully saying they were legal electors. They weren't. And also there were obviously people involved in that pre-planning. How is the if the Republican Party again gains control of our Congress and our administration, how are you going to deal with these facts? That's my question.
I think that's a great question.
I think
that I would hope that they're going to ask point blank, like, is Joe Biden president? Was the election stolen? And just see all eight of them, what they say. And who evades it and finds a diplomatic way to answer that question? And who, I think, Asa Hutchinson, Chris Christie, Mike Pence maybe is, I mean, Mike Pence has basically said that. Ron DeSantis has basically said it. Will Tim Scott say it? Will Nikki Haley say it? Vivek say it? I don't know.
Well, if Nikki doesn't want to screw up her chance for a VP nod, she's not going to say it.
Thanks for the call, Jack. We're asking you whether or not you're going to watch the debate tonight, and what question would you ask, and to whom would you ask it if you were moderating tonight's debate? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We are live in the Deer District. What I think is going to be really interesting, obviously, as a recurring theme on this show, is the smushmorshing question. Abortion question.
Oh!
Don't you remember 40-year-old version? The smushmorshing?
Oh, no.
Jay, that wasn't your cup of tea?
No.
Because it's, in the general public, it is a losing issue for Republicans. But in their primary,
they have to have a stance on it.
Oh, and they're going to be stancing all the way tonight. They're going to be beating their chests and saying exactly what they need to do and the talking points they've been given by the various groups they work for. And that it's only then after whomever makes it through the pack is going to have to somehow wiggle themselves just a tiny bit to the center. But they're going to be getting claps and ovations from people tonight because they're going to go right on track and they will not deviate.
Well, because I think that across the board, across the eight, because basically the question is, would be a national abortion ban versus states' rights, right?
Yeah.
And I wonder if that will just be the point blank question. It's like, are you on board? Do you support a 15-week abortion ban nationally or not?
I think you're going to, yeah, I mean, you'll see Mike Pence will be like, hey, I'll do 15 days.
I think he's already said that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is like with that question, I guess national versus states' rights is a more interesting question because at least it will force them to discuss the issue a little bit further because like tonight, I feel like it's going to be just talking points and catchphrases galore.
And it'll be interesting because I just think because I was looking at this last night as I was prepping for today, in 2015 for the first debate. The last time there was a Republican primary that was very crowded, 24 million people watched. There's a lot.
Yeah, I mean.
And I'm interested this time around what viewership will look like and how many people are interested. Again, obviously, the Trump in the room is the competing programming that he is doing with Tucker, which I think is just on Twitter.
I think so, because I think that's what Tucker's show is on.
It's just on Twitter.
I mean, even X. It's on X.
Sorry. Excuse me. Of course.
Show some respect.
Put some respect on my name. because otherwise, like that last time, having a great performance, again, like this is the opportunity for someone to actually shoot out of the cannon and be a contender, because it's so unprecedented right now as far as the fact that we have one candidate with 91 count charges against him and four different indictments who was leading the polls by 40 points.
America.
And no one has ever lost that lead. I was reading as far as anyone who's ever been polling that far ahead has never ended up not like clinching the primary.
I mean, if we're talking about who could possibly take it away from Trump, that's a conversation. But like, I think if you're talking about the eight who are going to be on stage tonight, I think the one person who has the real chance to define himself again is Chris Christie, because he kind of doesn't care what anyone thinks, even though
I love.
But then but on the other side of the coin,
he's also a great debater.
He's a great debater. He pulls no punch. I feel like he is the polished version of Trump in that sense. He can go on stage and debate with ferocity and fire without saying things you're like, ooh, goo. You know, like Chris Christie is a smart man. The only problem is he came out so hard against Trump and then he aligned himself again. So,
all right. Well, we are taking your calls and your texts on whether or not you're going to watch the debate tonight. What question do you want to ask if you were the moderator and to whom? Or any other predictions? And actually, later today in the show at 11:30, we have a game of ourselves of the most likely awards, GOP edition. We're going to take a quick break. This is As Goes Wisconsin, 844-967-2789. What would you ask in the debate tonight?
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heat advisory for the overnight and into your Thursday evening. For the overnight, mostly clear skies, a little patchy fog forming, 74 degrees and light northeast winds. After the patchy fog, we'll see mostly sunny skies, not nearly as hot, the high 88. It's 78 at our studios.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go to a different topic, and I want to tell you something. I think so little of the eight trolls that are walking up through the Deer District, so little of them. I don't share any excitement at all that they amount to anything. They're a dud. So I'm going to go to a far more important issue right now, and then I will revert to them. We will talk about them in this broadcast. Robin Voss just came out and said he laid a demand on Janet Protasiewicz, Supreme Court Justice. He said, you recuse yourself or I'll impeach you. Drop dead, Voss. Josh Cald, are you listening to that? Why are the fake electors not indicted, not prosecuted? 10 of them. Ron Johnson with the fake electors in his pocket. Voss setting up the room for him. The clowns then become presumptuous. The truth is that Janet Protasiewicz is not going to recuse herself. This is from the gerrymander case. Because as Joe Madison pointed out a couple of days ago, Kelly, her opponent, came out with a much stronger opinion and said the maps were great and he wouldn't change them. Janet Protasiewicz simply said, as she was a right to do, sharing her values, they look rigged to her, but she would give a fair hearing to all briefs and all arguments presented to her. The other thing that Voss is overlooking, putting aside the fact that Tony Evers would appoint her replacement and Tony reappoint Janet, stick it in Voss's eye. But the second thing that's important is Wisconsin law says they can only impeach for a crime or very severe misconduct. That case will end up, and it should end up in federal court, but even if it ended up in state court, Voss wanting to do it to stay in power during the gerrymander, poor Jimmy Anderson, there's a big article in the Milwaukee Journal. He's a great guy, great assemblyman in the, I think, Fitchburg. His district is just clumps of territory that aren't even connected. That's a real no-no. That's a real no-no. But we haven't been able to beat gerrymander because we've had a Republican Supreme Court. So let's indict immediately the fake electors like Fannie Willis has and Jack Smith. And it's been done in Michigan. And Janet, tell Voss to jump in the lake. And if he goes through with this, he'd still need, he's two seats short. He's not going to overrule the will of the Wisconsin voters. We can squeeze in some calls. I'll take them in order. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Thank you very much for taking my call and great show, Matt. And I agree with you 100% because these people that are running are duds. You know, they don't even have the strength or the willpower to say Trump shouldn't be the president. And anybody like that should not be leading our country. Definitely, we're up the creek without a paddle if one of those people get elected. I believe that what happened in our country was a crime of the century, and Wisconsin was significantly involved. And Voss should shut his mouth, because I can't wait till they come and rap on his door and make him come down and get fingerprinted and get a mugshot. Thank you very much, Matt. Keep up the great work. Goodbye.
Good for you, Gene. Good for you, Gene. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
God bless you, Gene. God bless you. I mean, that's you know, that picking thoughts right out of my brain. That Robin Voss and all the, it's not just the 10 fake electors. It's all the people that aided and abetted in their crime that need to be called to account. And all those who failed to in their duty to protect the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin and of the United States and not denouncing, I hate to use that word, denounce, or decrying the crime that they knew that was being committed when these fake electors were meeting. That includes members of the Supreme Court that may have known what was going on and did nothing about it. I mean, that and actually aided and abetted in the scheme, that they all need to be called to account, I mean, that for that crime. I mean, it was a crime against the people of the state of Wisconsin and the people of the United States, because this was a nationwide conspiracy. It doesn't say the Wisconsin memo for no reason. It's because that, you know, it's spawned out of here in the state of Wisconsin. And if Scotty Wanker knew anything about it either, his little butt should be hauled before the magistrate as well. That anybody right. who's involved with this needs right. to be called to account.
Right. So you're dead right. Dead right. Thanks for calling, Mark. Good comments. Jack from Merrimack, my friend. What's on your mind today, Jack?
Hello?
Jack from Merrimack. Hi, Jack.
Can you hear me? Oh,
yes, I can, Jack. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, first of all, we know that this idea of impeaching Jennifer Sewicz, it's been ever since there was a reasonable candidate for the Supreme Court, it's been floated with the Republicans. Dan Knodel practically promised that he would try to do whatever he could to do that even before she was elected, even before he was elected. Now, as far as the Republican candidates are concerned, I got a few choice words about that. First of all, not one of those candidates has I'm willing to bet that at the debate, so-called debate, they will not even mention January 6, 2021. None of them will disavow anything involving it. None of them will.
No, you're absolutely right. It. Yeah, Jack, we're going to a break. I'm going to follow up with what you were just saying because it's very, very important. But thank you for calling. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Special Report. It's the kickoff to the 2024 election. 8 GOP candidates were in Milwaukee for debate number one. Missing was former President Trump, but he was the big topic of conversation. Former VP Mike Pence in the debate on the Fox News Channel.
In his request that I reject or return votes unilaterally, power that no vice president in American history had ever exercised or taken,
He asked me to put him over the Constitution.
Former Governor Ron DeSantis.
Mike did his duty. I got no beef with him. But here's the thing. Is this what we're going to be focusing on?
I'm relieved.
Going forward? The rehashing of this? I'll tell you,
Governor DeSantis.
The Democrats would love that.
Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley.
We have to face the fact that Trump is the most disliked politician in America. We can't win a general election that way.
Trump opted out of the debate. Instead, he did a pre-recorded interview with Tucker Carlson that aired on X. CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Ron had a tax problem he just couldn't handle on his own.
I owed the IRS taxes for over 5 years, but I didn't have any money to pay the taxes.
Those years cost him dearly.
Most of it was fees and interest. It was horrible.
Ron finally called in the pros.
I called Optima Tax Relief, and boy, am I happy I did.
The leading tax resolution firm, Optima, is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. They've resolved over $1 billion for their clients. Ron was overjoyed.
They settled my account with IRS. I was ecstatic. They are a lifesaver. They are. I am so happy.
Take Ron's advice and call Optima now for a free consultation.
Yeah, don't do like I did and wait. Call Optima Tax Relief. Do it now. You'll be ecstatic like me.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear. Call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
93.5, The Tap.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk today about this debate, supposed debate tonight and about today. And very deliberately, we didn't lead with it. I don't believe it amounts to a bucket of warm spit. These trolls, these dwarves in the political establishment are nothing. I'm going to go through them one at a time. Jack of Merrimack had some very good thoughts on it. Let's take Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis, he'll be there tonight. He's talked about. He was talked about early on as being a legitimate contender against Donald Trump. Now there are rumors. I've not authenticated these, but there are rumors he's going to drop out next week. This idiot, at one time was a moderate, close to Paul Ryan, suddenly had to go, well, slavery was beneficial to slaves. Let's sue Disney for $1 billion. One of the biggest employers in their state. Why don't we do that? Why don't we ban books? Why don't we get in everybody's face? He's going nowhere. Chris Christie is a mouth on him. Chris Christie is the bridge man. He was way ahead in the polls in New Jersey, and he thought that the Democratic mayor of a city right across from New York City, a small city, right across from New York, should endorse him. The guy would, he said, wait a minute, I'm a Democrat. So he closed down all the lanes except one or two to the bridge connecting New York and created the mother of all traffic jams. A 90-year-old woman in an ambulance died. The ambulance couldn't get through. Christie's people said she would have died anyway. She's 90 years old. This guy is going nowhere. And then he fingered his aides. His aides were convicted for doing it. He claimed he didn't know about it. And then they were let out on appeal. Mike Pence, is there a weaker guy? Everybody listening to this, suppose you were Mike Pence. A bunch of guys are shouting, hang Mike Pence. And they build a gallows, which was not built that morning. That gallows was not built that morning. This was planned. And Mike Pence still stands by Trump. Mike Pence praises these people, say, you fellas were letting off a little steam. That's weak. Guy wants to kill me. That's not how I act. Vivek Ramaswamy. This is a guy who's being sued for securities issues. He lets unregistered people, he demands that unregistered people make securities pitches. They don't know what they're doing. There's a licensing procedure for securities. You start out, you can only recommend mutual funds. Then you can recommend stocks. These characters, what are they running around going, why don't you buy stamps? Subordinated, tax exempt, tax advantage, municipal put securities. I don't know what they are. Why don't you buy them? This clown, the securities clown, he also had a rally the other day and he said, we need a revolution in this country. No, we don't need a revolution. We need democracy in this country. You have no idea what democracy is, Ramaswamy. We do not want you. Nikki Haley, she goes around saying, I am against the woke. I am against identity politics. And by the way, I'm the only woman in the race and I'm originally from, my people are from Southeast Asia. I respect that. But I don't want to hear you talking out of both sides of your mouth. Tim Scott, you think the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, and the 3 percenters are going to vote for Tim Scott? North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. We're going to go to the lines in a second. I see you in the lines. This genius, no one ever heard of him. He decided he'd play some pickup basketball in Milwaukee yesterday. I'm not kidding. We know how to play basketball in Milwaukee. We got the Bucks. We got Giannis Antetokounmpo. You can go on any playground in Milwaukee, and they will outplay you. This idiot hurts his leg, and it was not certain as of this morning. He went to the emergency room if he could play. And then Asa Hutchinson, seems like a nice guy. Elmer Fudd, he shows up. Going to the lines in order. Do not hang up. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. You're first. What's your mind? A Bill of Oconomowoc.
Which is on everybody's mind, the debate tonight. There was a writer for The Atlantic that quoted it perfect with his article, a parade of useless
vessels.
People. That is something like that. vessels. You're right. You read it. I forgot the vessels.
Listless vessels. Right.
Now, here's what they really are, though. These are people that believe domestic terrorism is fine if you lose an election. They all believe it because none of them got adamant about stopping them. None of them, including Christie. I didn't hear him come out and demand that Trump get out of it. So they all approve of it, bottom line. Then, if that isn't enough, who's out there speaking in the front? I can't wait till Crudy comes on. His buddy, Scott Walker. Now, Scott Walker, he gutted Wisconsin with a spoon. He gutted of the DNR, he gutted the education system, and then, as just to put the cherry on the sundae, he leaves us with a Foxconn deal. These people, and Walker, DeSantis, Christie, they're all the same. They're all the same. They're useless vessels. Now you got me saying it, finally. They're just useless. They're useless. So, guys, when you turn out tonight, pour yourself a nice beer. Get yourself. put your feet up and be prepared to laugh, because you aren't going to hear any intellect. You're going to hear nothing but gibberish.
Excellent call, Bill. Thank you very much. Joe and Madison, my friend, thank you for calling. Joe, what's in your mind today?
Great callers, and I think what I want to talk about plays off of them, both with Mark from SAC, from SAC, and Jeannie, and your caller just before the break, who was saying, will any of these candidates for Republican presidency talk about January 6th? And Mark was talking about the duty that people have to call out the false electors. It is, as I think about it again and again, it is a crime. The Supreme Court in Wisconsin ruled that Trump did not win. This group of 10 people still, despite hearing that, sashayed their way under armed guard into the Capitol, signed certificates falsely stating that Trump had won. And then they mailed them off to the archives as the will of the people in this state. They knew it was wrong. And I just think it would be such a breath of fresh air if we're watching tonight, if any of these candidates said what happened on January 6th was wrong and I deplore it, or if they said the fake electors is wrong and I deplore it. The will of the people should be honored. It would be an amazing sight. I'm not confident that it would happen, but wouldn't that be an incredible thing if you just had one Republican who said this was wrong? I mean, even Pence, who was in the middle of it, this was wrong, and I stand against it. I don't see any enthusiasm or oomph that any of them are coming out swinging on this most important subject. Anyway, thanks, Matt, for the chance to talk.
Yeah, that's very well stated, Joe, and I agree with you 100%, and I'm going to give you a little background on what's happening over in Michigan along those lines, and then I'm going to suggest what we should be doing here. Over in Michigan, you have Dana Nessel, the great attorney general, and she indicted the fake electors over there. She indicted 16 people. They're a bigger state. They have more electors. One of the electors was the Republican co-chair, Meshawn Maddock, who's really bad news. The other one was a Republican National Committee woman. We had a former Republican chair as a fake elector and somebody on the Republican National Committee, and the present Republican chairman was not a fake elector, but he is named in, I think it's paragraph 101 of Jack Schmitt's indictment, as having been at a meeting where this was discussed, even though he was not a fake elector. I personally think that Josh Call, my friend Josh Call, is misreading the landscape of what should be done. And I'll tell you why. And I have the greatest respect and liking for him. But over in Michigan, once these people were indicted, there was an outpouring of outrage against them and on behalf of Dana Nessel. One of them is a clerk who is in on it, is suspended before the trial, can no longer administer elections. And then there are calls that all of these people should resign their offices or be recalled. One of my favorite, and then we'll get to the lines, one of my favorite comments by one of the people over in Michigan was, quote, over 2 million people voted for Joe Biden in Michigan. And Stan Grott, who is one of the clerks who is a fake elector, decided our votes don't matter. And you'll recall that three Republican state Supreme Court justices voted not to certify Joe Biden. Three of our justices, in addition to the 10 electors. And it took Brian Hagedorn, a Republican, the swing vote, to say, no, I stand by democracy. Whether or not I voted for Biden, he won the election. And I am going to make sure he is certified. And that was a wonderful thing. And you know something? I'll say something else. I voted in Wisconsin for all my adult life. I know these poll workers. I know the clerks. These are the most honest people in the world. Anybody who says that there's crooked stuff going on in Wisconsin is lying. And yet three Supreme Court justices bought it. And these 10 electors who were officers in the Republican Party, and some of them were officers in elected office, and some of them who are not fake electors, but Ron Johnson, who was in on the scheme to funnel this stuff to Pence, and Voss and Fitzgerald, who arranged the room, were in on it. Remember, Fannie Willis indicted 19 people. They weren't all fake electors. There were people who were in on it. The mistake I think that Josh is making is this. Josh has a bright career. I think he is misreading the landscape. It is obviously a safe call, maybe. I don't really think so, but a safe call to not prosecute them, let them be, and not rock the boat. But Dana Nessel has done the right thing over in Michigan. She really has. Fannie Willis did the right thing in Atlanta. She really did. Jack Smith did the right thing in Washington, D.C. And I think that it's a mistake not to indict them in this state. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for your show. And as always, the callers you have are just second to none. You know, Voss created this mess in Wisconsin along with Walker and the GOP. And anybody that was any good in the GOP has either resigned or left or retired from office. The only way these guys could get elected is then because of gerrymandered districts. So Voss should keep his mouth shut because he's involved in the fake electors up to his neck. I wish Josh would just indict them all. I really think his mom would have. I knew his mom fairly well. But it's a sad day in Wisconsin when you don't have democracy. And as far as tonight, the debate, I call it the clown show. And I said yesterday, I'm riding with Biden. He's put every issue behind him that they can attack him on, even his age issue. The man flies all over the world. I mean, where is he? In Europe, he flies back here, and he flies into Hawaii. And it's just, I think this guy's going to go till he's 100. So they have nothing to run on, Matt. So, geez, Josh, take this boss down because they have did nothing in the last 10 years in the state of Wisconsin that's positive. It's all been, none of them could be elected in fair math. All right. Hey, again, great callers, and thanks for your show, and have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Great call. Yeah, and remember, Biden is only 3.5 years older than Trump. Trump is failing. I've listened to the guy talk. He talks crazy stuff. He's losing it. He's in the early stages of dementia. You know, Biden, where did he fly to Ukraine? Took a lot of risks to meet with Zelensky, flew to Hawaii, flies to Europe. This guy is a great president. Thank God he's here after the assassination of Yevgeny Prigozhin today. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heat advisory for the overnight and into your Thursday evening. For the overnight, mostly clear skies, a little patchy fog forming, 74 degrees and light northeast winds. After the patchy fog, we'll see mostly sunny skies, not nearly as hot, the high 88. It's 78 at our studios.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that...
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to pick up on what Wisco Paul said about... Josh Call's mom was Peggy Lautenschlager. She was a great attorney general herself. I believe that Peggy and Josh are the only two mother-son combinations of attorneys general in the history of the United States, as far as I know. Peggy and her husband were very good friends of me and my wife. She was an outstanding attorney general. Let me get on right now to Fulton County, Fannie Lewis, another great prosecutor, Fannie Lewis. Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani surrendered today. This is a great comment from the sheriff down there. They went to the jail. They get booked. They get mugshotted. They get fingerprinted. They go right in the jail. They're under arrest, and they're out on bail. I think one of them is 150 grand. I think that's Rudy Giuliani. I don't know what Cindy Powell is out on. Maybe 100, who knows? But this is great. The Fulton County Sheriff is a guy named Patrick Labatt. And he said that Donald Trump and the others will be treated, quote, as the same as any other criminal defendants in Atlanta. I love this, period. Quote, it doesn't matter your status. We have a mugshot ready for you. Quote, doesn't matter your status, we have a mugshot ready for you. They mugshotted Giuliani, they mugshotted Sidney Powell, they mugshot Donald Trump. The only thing they don't have there, which I think is very funny, I mean, a lot of people, is the perp walk. You've heard of a perp walk. Maybe you don't know what a perp walk is. Well, in New York especially, but this happens elsewhere. A criminal defendant, especially a very famous one or a prominent one or somebody that did something really bad and has been in the news all over the place. The press get a call saying we're going to walk him from the jail over to the courthouse. And then they all line up with TV cameras and with photography and the whole bit. But sometimes one of them will not get the message or they'll be late, stuck in traffic. So the first thing is the perp walk. They take the perpetrator, and they walk him real slowly. Sometimes they let him hold a newspaper in front of his face. And everybody loves this. This is great, especially for the tabloids, the Post, the News, and all that. But sometimes they will re-perp walk him. The Post will show up in the News, and they'll go, I got stuck in traffic. I wasn't here. They go, okay, we'll do it again. Then they take him back to the jail. He was back in the jail. Then they walk him again. That has been the subject of litigation, and probably the re-perp walk is over the top. I agree. But the initial perp walk, you know, what the heck? People have a right to know. They have a right to know. There's no indication that there'll be a perp walk down in Fulton County, Georgia, but already everybody is staking out that courthouse, you know, 24/7. I think there were a couple of guys that went at 2 in the morning the other day. As of this morning, 7 had gone into the 19. Now I think it's 9. Somebody snuck in at 2, but he wasn't well known, so they didn't bother, I think, to stick him on stick them on the air. Let me tell you what else is going on. A very, very interesting and important filing in the Mar-a-Lago case before Eileen Mercedes Cannon down in Florida. Just yesterday, Jack Smith filed a statement that one of the people in the superseding indictment, employee number four, Tusil Taveras, they just released his name, T-U-S-C-I-L-T-A-V-E-R-A-S. Apparently, he's not going to be indicted, but he fired the lawyer that Trump had hired for him, and he got another lawyer who had no conflict with Trump, and he now decided to tell the truth. Before, this is the tech guy, where remember Nauta and Oliveira had gone in and said the boss wants the video, surveillance video, to be deleted. Well, Tusil Taveras initially, when he was advised by the Trump-paid lawyer, said he didn't remember that or it didn't happen. Now he said he did remember it. It did happen. He has a new lawyer. The lawyer's name is Stanley Woodward. Unfortunately, he's also representing Walt Nauta. That poor guy is from Guam originally. He's a chief petty officer in the U.S. Navy. They're all great guys. And he's working for the big man. And Walt Nauta is still represented by Stanley Woodward. Jack Smith has objected to that. But in this, he has pointed out that the reason he wants to use the Washington, D.C. grand jury testimony in Florida is because Tusil Taveras, initially advised by a Trump lawyer, lied. But then he went back in with a new lawyer, told the truth, and it's very, very important to get that in. Eileen Mercedes Cannon may deny him the right to do that. That is not only reversible error, but that is removable error of her from the case. You can use in a prosecution any under oath testimony you have available anywhere. You shouldn't have to grovel for it. Eileen Mercedes Cannon is functioning as Trump's lawyer. Remember that she blocked even the FBI and Justice from looking at the documents he stole and that he basically gave to the Russians by spreading them out on the floor of a bathroom with no lock. For enough time, for a couple of months, till the Court of Appeals overturned her, but Trump had already announced for president. She is a black widow spider. She is bad news. She is betraying the legal profession, and betraying justice. Many people think, and I'm one of them, that by bringing this new brief that he filed and the motion to use the testimony, which we shouldn't even have to bring as a motion in the first place, if she denies it, they will go up to the Court of Appeals and get that overturned. But I strongly think and hope and would advise, Jack Smith, as part of his appeal, to say, please remove this judge. This judge has her finger on the scales. She is making rulings that aren't even in the ballpark. It's like a bribed umpire. Pitcher throws the ball 10 feet over the catcher's head, and he goes strike three. That's what's going on down there. Keep an eye on that. It's very, very important. That judge is with Trump. She kneels before El Gordo and kisses the mistletoe on his belt buckle. I've said that before. I say it again. That cannot be permitted to happen. And these people advised by Stanley Woodward and Trump lawyers, these lawyers have to be removed from the case. They are really hurting their clients. Coming to the end of the show, great show as always. Great caller as always. Matt Flynn, direct. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
Drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last.
If you can-
care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
The Central Wisconsin State Fair is underway in Marshfield. And for nationally touring rock and country entertainers to the Midway and exhibits, it's great fun for everyone. It's also where you can check out the world's largest round barn. Built in 1915 as a show and sale arena, this beautiful building is still being used the same way today. And be sure to look for the Civic Media Truth Booth, your chance to tell us your thoughts about the fair, the area, and issues concerning to you. The Central Wisconsin State Fair runs through Sunday in Marshfield.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.